Test 78, Section 2, Question 10. Here we're looking for what would weaken the anthropologist's argument. And it says, in this experiment, we have two groups of undergraduates. They were taught to create one of the types of stone tools the Neanderthals made in prehistoric times. So got these two groups to create one of the tools. One group was taught using both demonstrations and elaborate verbal explanations, whereas the other group learned by silent example alone. One group got an example and the demonstration, and the other group just got the demonstration. The two groups showed a significant difference neither in the speed with which they acquired the tool-making skill nor in the level of proficiency they reached. So they both ended up about the same. This shows that Neanderthals could just as well have created their sophisticated tools even if they had no language. So they could have done their tools even without language. And I felt like this is a pretty good argument, because it's saying, look, the language didn't particularly help the people in making the tools, so maybe. So I said, I need something that's going to weaken that's going to say, no, they weren't going to be able to make their sophisticated tools even without language. So A, apart from the sophistication of their stone tools, there's a great deal of evidence suggesting Neanderthals possess some form of language. Well, that's saying that they probably had language, but it doesn't say that they needed language needed language to make their tools. B, the students who were taught with verbal explanations were allowed to discuss the tool-making techniques among themselves. Students who learned by silent example were not. That doesn't really do anything. If anything, it might strengthen, because it's saying one group got to talk and the other didn't, so that doesn't really change much. So the tools that the undergraduates were taught to make were much simpler and easy to make than most types of tools created by Neanderthals. Okay, so this could weaken because it's saying we're not really comparing apples to apples. We are comparing the simple tools, not sophisticated tools. So C is pretty good. The instructor who taught the group of students who learned by silent example alone was much less proficient at making the stone tools than the instructor who taught. Now, if this had been reversed, it would have strengthened or weakened the argument. But as it is, it actually strengthens the argument a little, because the silent ones learned it just as well, even though their instructor wasn't as skilled. And then E, the tools created by the Neanderthals were much less sophisticated than the tools created by anatomically modern humans, who almost certainly possessed language and lived at the same time. Well, we don't really care about the modern humans. We just care about the Neanderthals. And so therefore, answer choice C is definitely our best one, because that says we really aren't using a good example in this test.